This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Verse 1 of chapter 2. It says this, that after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea during the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. Now the wise men are written Magoi, M-A-G-O-I, is the word that's used in the original languages. It referred to a caste of scholars, scientists, intellectuals, the educated people who were advisors and counselors to the Persian rulers. So it was the educated group of individuals, the intelligentsia of the day. And they were aware of the Hebrew scriptures since the time of the captivity. The captivity took place, as you remember, when the children of Israel were taken captive for 70 years. And during that time, Daniel and the three Hebrew boys and so forth, all those stories took place. But from the time of Daniel, then these individuals knew the Hebrew scriptures. And in the scriptures, since these individuals were scientists, and they were astrologers and they were astronomers, they studied the sky, and because the Hebrew scriptures gave a promise, and it was the fourth promise of Balaam. You remember Balaam? He had a very famous donkey. But Balaam, in Numbers 24:17, Balaam's prophecy, the fourth prophecy he gave, he said, I see him, referring to the Messiah of Israel, and of course the Savior of the world. He said, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not very near. And then he said this, a star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter out of Israel, and so forth. And so there was the prophecy of the star that was to indicate the arrival or the birth of this amazing individual called the Messiah, called the King, called the Savior. So this was a messianic prophecy given by Balaam, and it speaks of the rising star that indicates the arrival of the King. So the Magoi, or the Magi, would have seen the star from where they lived and put together a research team to go and investigate. They're an inquisitive group. And when they saw the star, they realized that this indeed could well be the prophecy of Balaam coming to pass. And so they put together a team. And in order to do that, it took several months to do that, to put together the necessary equipment, put together the resources they would need to get letters of permission from the rulers of Persia to be allowed to enter into Israel, and all of this took place. There had to be a process of time that went by in order for all this to be put together. And once it was, then the 600-mile journey began from where they were to where they were going. 600 miles they traveled. And as they came close, as they entered into Israel and they came closer to where they were going, then they lost sight of the star. They looked up and they didn't see the star anymore. And so they went to Jerusalem. They decided, well, let's go to Jerusalem and let's inquire there. Let's ask there about the star and where it was and where was it positioned and so forth. Let's see if we can gather information in Jerusalem. And so in Jerusalem they went. And in Jerusalem we have the appointed king, appointed by the Romans. His name is Herod. He's not a very good king, but he's an appointed king by the Roman government, and he is the king of Israel. So when they got to Herod, and when they got to Jerusalem, and of course they came into Jerusalem, they had a long procession with them. There's camels, there's servants, there's all kinds of individuals. There's this long procession of people. The three wise men didn't travel alone. They came with an entourage. They went to Herod, and they asked him this question in verse 2. He said, "Where is he who is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east. We have come to worship." And Herod the king heard this, and he was troubled. He was very troubled. And all of Jerusalem with him was troubled when they heard about the king of the Jews. Of course, Herod believes he's the king of the Jews. He was appointed by the Caesar of Rome to be so. And so, but Herod is an interesting individual. Herod is an Idumean. He comes from Idumea, which you might be better acquainted with the word Edom. He's an Edomite. And an Edomite was the descendants of Esau. Remember Jacob and Esau? Well, Esau's descendants are Edomites, and later they're called Idumeans. But Esau's descendants is who Herod is in the lineage of. And so he is an Esau type of individual. And remember, Esau's great problem was he traded his birthright for a bowl of soup. He traded his birthright for a bowl of soup. In other words, to satisfy his personal needs, he was hungry. And his hunger was more important than God's plan for his life. His personal needs were more important than God's plan for his life. Now, imagine if Esau said, "No, Jacob, God's plan for my life, my birthright is too important to me. I will not trade it for anything." If he had done that, do you think Jacob would have let him starve to death? Or would Jacob have shared his soup anyways? It's his brother. I think he would have shared his soup anyways. I don't think he had to. I don't think Jacob would have made him starve to death. But that wasn't Esau's heart. Esau's heart was God's plan for my life, the birthright, taking over the family after my father Isaac has passed away and leading the people of Israel, which was my birthright. That's not important to me at all. What's important to me is I'm hungry, man. I need some food. My immediate needs more important than my future with God. And that's Esau. And Esau traded it off for a simple bowl of soup. Esau is not interested in what God wanted for his life. Esau is interested in what he wants for his life. Esau is not Christ-centered. Esau is self-centered. And so we find that Herod is the same type of personality. Herod is a self-centered person. He's interested only in what Herod wants, what makes Herod feel good, what promotes Herod, what glorifies Herod. He's not interested in anything else. The thought of another king is alarming to him. The thought of another king sets him off inside. He's angry. Who is this person that dares to call himself a king in my country? I'll kill him. So this is the Esau attitude. In Luke 19:14, we have a bunch of Esau types standing around the cross, looking up at Jesus Christ, saying, "We will not have this man reign over us." As the king in that parable, the king was taken away from them. They looked at him and said, "We don't want this man reigning in our lives. We're independent. We're our own bosses. We're our own gods. We do our own thing. We don't need anybody telling us anything. That's the Esau nature. It is opposed to authority. You know, the Esau nature is the reason why we have atheists. We don't have atheists because there's no scientific proof that there's a God. You'd have to be blind not to see it. That's not the reason we have atheists. We have atheists because they choose not to believe, because they don't want to be accountable to a God. They don't want there to be some authority over them. They want to be the ultimate authority of their life. They want to do things their way, not God's way. They don't want any God telling them what's right and what's wrong, what's moral, what's immoral. They don't want any of that. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in any of that. I'm my own God. Man is God. That's what humanism is all about, elevating man to godhood. Man is God. Man will find the answers to peace. Man will find the answers to cure all disease. Man will find the answers to all of life's problems. Man is God. And we reject any notion that there could be anything over us. We are God. That is the root. If you read Psalm 14, that is the root behind atheism. It's not that there's no scientific proofs. There's plenty of them. Just watch a new baby being born. Just look at the heavens above us. Just go to the oceans and see the amazing miracles that take place daily around us in nature. Just look at the design of the world around us. There is a God. They reject the notion that there could be. So they say there's no scientific proof. You can't prove it. But they're blind to it because they don't want any authority in their life. Herod does not want any authority over him. He's got Rome. They appointed him, but Rome is far away. In Israel, he's the king. He calls the shots. If a man lives or dies, it's in Herod's hands. So when the news of a king born in Israel comes to him, he is tremendously troubled by that report. He does not receive the gospel, the good news, with joy. He receives it with a troubled spirit. The nature of Esau resists and rejects all authority of God. His word, his church, his spirit, whatever is of God, he rejects. When a Christian, when a believer has an Esau spirit, and all of us do to some degree, when that Esau spirit, when we first get into Christianity, that spirit of Esau struggles with the authority of God we find in the Bible, struggles with the authority of God we find in the church. And we resist it, and we reject it, and we rebel against it. And that's what Galatians 5:17 explains. The struggle the Christian goes through is with the authority of God. That's in his word, it's in his church. Jesus Christ came, he was the first one.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday evening Bible study.